Greetings. I'm Joel of Heart City Church, and welcome to Happy and Whole in Him. Leadership Magazine once had an anecdote about a woman from the Philippines who was said had truly intimate conversations with Almighty God. So a priest decided to test this woman to see if it was true. He asked her to ask God to tell her what sin he had committed in seminary. Some time passed, and he saw the woman, and he asked her if she'd had the chance to ask God the question. And she said, yes. So what did God say my sin was? Asked the priest. She looked at him and said, he said, I don't remember. Isn't God's divine amnesia wonderful? That is what we find David relying on when he wrote Psalm 25. It begins, in you, Lord my God, I put my trust. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame. They shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. David begins by asking God for guidance in life while affirming who God is. My Bible actually has an uninspired heading called, Teach Me Your Paths. I'd suggest to be better written, Teach Me Your Ways, because understanding God's ways is more what David wants here. Isn't it hard to understand God's ways, how he works in our worlds, and the means of grace by which he changes us for the better? So many times I've been frustrated in tough situations I find myself in, and I wonder, why did God let this trial happen? Only to discover later on that God was in it, using these difficulties to produce changes in me that would come no other way, showing me how he can deliver me in situations where I'm absolutely helpless. It's in hindsight I can see how God worked out all things for his glory and my good. The Christian life is not about looking through the windshield at what is in front of you. Christian life is best understood through the rearview mirror, which is why David begins his prayer telling God of his total trust before he even makes any prayer requests. And then he begins by asking God to not let his enemies gloat through David being shamed. But notice, after looking at the troubles on the outside, David acknowledges those that are closer to home. Verse 6, remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me, for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. Did you hear that? David says, remember your love, don't remember my sin, remember me, for the sake of your goodness. Isn't knowing that God has a selective memory an amazing reality? We can call on God to remember who he is in all his goodness and grace and love. And we can then confess our sin and ask the all-knowing God to forget them. And we can then rejoice that God tosses our sins into the depths of the sea and he never goes fishing. Micah 7:19. I also want you to notice here how God-centered David's request is. He said, according to your steadfast love, remember me, for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. He'll add in verse 11, for your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my guilt, for it is great. You ever notice how many times in the Bible you find phrases like, for your name's sake? We saw it actually in Psalm 23 the other day. He, God, leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. My friend, don't gloss over that. David is saying, forgive me for your sake. This is in your best interest, God. Of course, it's in David's interest to be forgiven, but David has decentered himself. David's not saying, forgive me for my sake, God. After all, I'm working hard. I'm doing pretty good. I'm really lovable. No, David says, forgive me for your sake, so as to preserve your great name as the loving good God. And this is how our prayers should be. God-centered, seeking God's glory. Why is that, Joel? Well, because God is completely God-centered. God is about his own glory and no one else's. God is all about His own glory. And if it bothers you to hear that, then let me ask, whose glory should the Creator of all things be seeking? Yours? Mine? Of course not. That's crazy. God is God, and His glory is ultimate. It's the very purpose for which all things were created. It is out of the overflow of His goodness that He created all things. It is out of the overflow of His love that He sent His Son Jesus to die so our sin and shame could be dealt with. And it is out of the kindness of His heart that He now invites you to experience the ultimate joy of His glory as He makes you like His own beloved Son. That is why we ask God to teach us His ways as we look at what we're facing each day, so that we might live out our lives to His glory and for the good of others as they see His glory manifest in us. Remember who you are and who you belong to.